弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
还好，都睡醒了。我今天要跟大家一同来交通关于夏令会里头的信息。
This morning, I want to share with you the messages in our local summer conference.
其实我很少这样做的。
I rarely do this.
因为我认为说你们听了主的话，你应该是都清楚的。
Because you guys heard it, so you should know it.
但这次我有点感觉。
But this time I feel.
因为我在这次我在跟讲英文的弟兄姊妹们在一起。
This time I fellowship with the brothers and sisters in the English group.
然后我就发觉好像跟他们交通的时候有一些重点好像他们没有说出来。
I realize that there are some main points that the English group have not grasped.
是他们没有说呢，还是他们听不清楚呢？我不知道。
Whether they have not fellowshipped it or they have not heard it, I do not know.
所以今天早上呢，我来跟弟兄姊妹一同来温习这个夏令会的信息。
So this morning, let's review what we have learned in the local summer conference.
那你知道到底你听了多少？
So you will know how much you've heard.
我们一同再来复习夏令会里头读过的圣经。
So let's review the scripture verses at the local conference.
我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章，我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
那里讲说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
然后另外就是这次常读到的第十五节。
And verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要传感谢的信。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful.
Okay. 你们如果是用 New King James 的那个版本的圣经，它是说让神的平安在你里头做主。
In the New King James, it says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts."
在英文，在中文圣经是基督的平安。
In the Chinese version, it says, "The peace of Christ."
其实在原文里头也是基督的平安。
In the original text, it says the peace of Christ.
然后我不明白为什么不管是老旧的 King James 还是新 King James, 它都翻译成为神的平安。
In the New King James and the Old King James, it translated as the peace of God.
但是这应该是基督的平安。
But it really ought to be the peace of Christ.
这次大会的特会的题目叫做基督是我们的生命。
The topic of the local summer conference is Christ is our life.
你知道我的英文不行。
I have very limited English.
所以呢，我的大纲是用中文写的。现在你看到的英文呢，是我们许立聪帮我翻译的。
Brother Xu has helped me to translate the
PowerPoint. 然后我要谢谢他。
I have to thank him.
平常在澡堂我不用这个 PowerPoint, 但现在我用，希望你们能够有些帮助。
This time I would like to present the PowerPoint presentation to you. Hopefully it will help you.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这题目说基督是我们的生命。
The topic says Christ is our life.
我不知道你听了这个题目里头你有什么感觉。
I don't know how you feel when you heard this.
你听到这个题目你感觉是一个荣耀的事情还是一个很平常的事情。
Is it a glorious thing to you or is it a regular thing to you?
你知道我在特会里头我跟我们的讲员王立松我们有祷告。
I prayed with Brother Wong.
我们心里头有一个很大的感觉。
We have a big burden inside.
我们发觉原来属灵的事情用人的话真的讲不清楚。
We truly feel that we cannot communicate spiritual things through manly words.
所以我们在主面前祷告再祷告。
So we prayed and prayed before the Lord.
我们求主真的叫我们里面能够看到这个属灵的世界。
We truly pray that the Lord will help us to see the spiritual reality. You guys know Cantonese for some of you.
你知道如果用广东话人说你是有人的头但是有猪的脑袋你听起来不高兴。
So there's a saying in Cantonese, if you have a human body and a pig head, you're a little bizarre.
你会发觉我明是人,为什么你说我的脑袋,你是猪的脑袋呢?
Why do you call me pig-headed?
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我说你的生命是猪的生命,
if I say that you have the life of a pig, then you'll be upset.
我说你的命好像你的生命好像牛的生命,你一定很不高兴。
If I say you have the life of an ox, you'll be unhappy.
但如果我告诉你说今天你的生命是基督的生命,你好像没有什么感觉。
But if I tell you you have the life of Christ in you and you feel nothing.
你没有感觉,而且太荣耀了。
You don't feel that this is glorious.
你没有感觉,而且太宝贵了。
You don't feel that this is so precious.
你没有感觉,好像我这样的人居然能够得到基督来做我的生命,我没有一个很大的感觉。
For someone like me and I have the Christ in me, yet I feel nothing.
哦,弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
其实我们弟兄在主面前实在有这样的一个叹息。
Our brother really have sighed before the Lord regarding this.
我们对这个不感觉宝贵。
We don't feel it as precious.
我们不认为说我们今天得到基督的生命是一个荣耀的事情。
We don't feel that with Christ is our life is a glorious thing.
哦,弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们对地上很多事情有感觉。
We feel a lot of things on the earth.
我们对看得见的物质的生活我们会有反应。
We're so sensitive to earthly things.
但对于属灵的事情,
but for spiritual things,
哦,我们的感觉是那么的慢。
We are so slow.
我们是好像很迟钝的,这个属灵的事情我们一点反应都没有。
We're very slow to react to spiritual things.
所以我们在主面前祷告。
So we pray before the Lord.
我们深深地知道。
We deeply know.
我们在这里不是传一个道理。
We're not here to preach a doctrine.
我们在这里不是用头脑叫你能够明白一些你以前不明白的事情。
We're not here to cause you to understand something in your head.
我要把一些属灵的东西来告诉弟兄姊妹。
We want to communicate spiritual things to you.
我感觉这些夏令会的信息对我们年轻弟兄姊妹应该是很有帮助。
I felt that the message at the local conference would help you greatly.
所以我就坐下来,
so I sat down.
我没有写那个笔记的习惯,
I don't have a habit of taking notes.
我都放在这里,
I put it here.
那所以我就根据我记得的都写下来,
so according to what I stored here, I wrote it down.
我们弟兄在这里讲了六堂的信息,
our brother shared six messages.
你还记得六堂信息讲什么吗?
Do you remember the six messages?
如果要考试的话, 你们能够拿多少分呢?
If I were to test you, how much would you score?
那今天我一同来复习一下。
So let us review it today.
第一次他要讲的, 基督是我们生命的目的是什么?
The first message, Christ is our life. What is the purpose of it?
为什么基督要成为我们的生命?
Why does Christ have to be our life?
我们弟兄一开始的时候不是读哥罗西书,
our brother did not start with the book of Colossians.
他开始的是读到《使徒行传》, 你还记得吗?
He started with the book of Acts. Did you remember?
他要告诉我们,
he told us,
原来基督成为我们的生命,
Christ becomes our life.
不是单单为了我们个人,
not only for us individually.
那当然对我们来说, 其实非常好的事情,
for us is a great thing.
我们本来这个生命是一个会受造的, 会灭亡的生命,
we are created, we have a created perishing life.
但感谢神,
but thank the Lord.
今天我们信了我们主耶稣基督,
today we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们得到一个生命是基督的生命。
We receive a life, the life of Christ.
我们想到我们太好了,
this is a great thing.
我们太满足了,
we're so satisfied.
但我们弟兄提醒我们,
but our brother reminded us,
原来我们每一个弟兄姊妹, 我们得到基督做生命是跟神的心意发生了关系。
The purpose by which we receive this life is to link us to the plan of God.
后头应该是打出来的, 对。 你发觉原来这个, 生命在我们里头有几方面我们要留意的。
This life has several aspects.
第一方面,
number one,
我们是这个生命的见证。
We are the testimony of this life.
我们结伴人要成为一个见证人。
We have to be a testimony.
我要给整个宇宙知道, 我们结伴人是有基督生命的一般人。
We have to testify in the universe that we have the life of Christ within us.
在这个世界里头, 因着人的, 这个世界都变成很乱了。
Because of the fall, everything has become chaotic. This world is in darkness. So how would God manifest himself? How would God manifest himself as a God of glory and a God of eternal purpose in this chaos? He needs to obtain a people. From Jerusalem, from Judea, from Samaria, all the way to the ends of the earth, to be a testimony, so that all would see that these people have the life of Christ within him. Brothers and sisters, this not only satisfied us as individuals, this is the heart of God. Of course, I cannot go into detail. Or you'll fall asleep. But we have to grasp this.
那第二个,
Secondly,
这是以弗所书里头的话,
it's in the book of Ephesians.
到日期满足的时候,
when the time has come,
然后叫万有都在基督里头,
to sum all things up in Christ. We are not interested in all things.
对吗?
Isn't it so?
我们不要说万有啊,
we're not saying, we don't want to say all things.
连你旁边更远一点的 人,
for those that are not so close to you, you have no interest in them.
我们人都是很,
we're so self-centered. We only care about the people closest to our circle. I only care about the things about myself. So our brother raised this example from Jonah.
你还记得吗,
do you remember the book of Jonah?
约拿只是看到他的同胞,
Jonah only sees his brethren. Of course, it's already a great thing. He only cares about the needs of his brethren. So he did not want to go to Nineveh. He did not want to listen to God. He only cares about his people. But God wants him to see. Not so.
神,
God is even interested in a sycamore tree. God is interested in the city of Nineveh and the animals within.
神当然对城里头12万人不能分左右手的,
the Lord is very concerned about the 120,000 who cannot discern their right hand from their left.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神说, 我的心意, 这时候有一天,
the heart of God wants to sum up all things in Christ one day.
哦,弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
其实我们来说太遥远了,
this is so far away.
我们说神啊, 这个你做得成做不成, 我也管不了,
you would say that, oh, whether God accomplished this or not, it's not really my problem.
哦,你要把它成义就成义嘛, 你不成义也跟我没关系,
you sum it up or you sum it up not, it doesn't matter to me.
最重要是我,
the most important thing is me.
上来去天堂我有, 天堂我有没有位置?
There must be a spot for me in heaven.
那到底我在天堂会有位置, 我到底坐在谁的旁边?
And I'm very concerned where my spot is.
如果能够坐在彼得旁边就不错了,
if I can be beside Peter, that would be awesome.
那如果很不幸, 坐在郭定强旁边, 大概是不太好了。
Oh, if unfortunately I get to sit beside Timothy, that would be not very nice.
啊,弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看保罗,
you see Paul.
保罗明白神的心,
Paul knows God's heart.
他说为了我的弟兄, 我骨肉之亲,
for the sake of my brethren,
我情愿到地狱里头,
I'd rather be cut off.
他知道神的心要做什么,
he knows the heart of God.
他说现在万有叹息, 劳苦直到如今,
he said all creations groans in travail until now.
要等到那天来到,
until that day.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
基督做我们的生命,
Christ is our life.
不单是关系到我们的自己,
It's not only about us.
神要在我们接班人身上做荣耀的工作。
He wants to do a glorious work in us.
因为只有这荣耀工作成功的时候,
only when this glorious work is completed,
万有就得到释放了,
then all things would be set free.
万有就能够达到在基督里头同归于一的这个实际了。
Then all things would be summed up in Christ.
然后好像五旬节那个图画就能够实现了。
Then the picture of Pentecost will become our reality.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我不晓得你有没有听到这样的话。
I'm not sure if you heard that message or not.
我们只想到我们自己。
We always think about ourselves.
我们只想到我们怎么过生活。
We always think about our living.
其实如果你好好听第一堂的信息,
if you truly listen to the first message,
他就要告诉我们,
he'll tell you,
弟兄们,
brothers and sisters,
就不是光要想到你自己。
Don't only focus on yourself.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们得到基督的生命,
we receive Christ as our life.
但却不单是满足我们的,
but this is not only for us.
要整个神的心意, 神的计划要能够成功的,
but it's to complete the plan and the work of God.
然后第一堂我们弟兄还说到,
in the first message he also said,
当基督做我们的生命,
when Christ is our life,
从一面来说,
from one perspective,
神的儿子是道路、真理和生命。
The Son of God is the way, the truth, and the life.
道路跟真理是客观的事实。
The way and the truth is an objective reality.
那个神的儿子其实都做好了。
All this the Son of God has completed.
我们实在上可以说，我们根本在这里什么事情都做不来。
In one way, we can say that we cannot do anything.
因为他是道路,
because he is the way.
然后我们则说他到父哪里去,
he is the way by which we can come to the Father.
那他是那个真理,
he is the truth.
因为只有他才把那个真正的实际带到地上来。
Only him can bring the true reality to the earth.
其他的都是虚妄的。
All the other things are false.
只有神的儿子才是那个一切的真实带到地上来。
Only the Son is the truth and he brings the truth on this earth.
那这两个我们什么都不能做。
These two things, nothing we can do.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
还有第三个。
There's the third one.
他是生命。
He is the life.
这个生命成为我们 在我们里头做我们的生命,
this life becomes in us to be our life.
那就成为我们主观能够去经历的,
this becomes our subjective experience.
我们做基督徒, 我们每一天都能够体验来经历基督做我们的生命。
So as a Christian on a daily basis, we can experience Christ as our life.
对，从另外一个角度来说，我们只能够心想神的儿子怎么是道路，什么是真理。We
can meditate on how Christ can be the way and the truth.
我们要赞美他。We
praise him.
我们说神的儿子，你真是道路，你真是真理。We
say that the Son of Man is truly the way and the truth.
但弟兄姊妹，更宝贵的，我们能够经验说神的儿子是做我们的生命。But
we can truly experience Christ as our life.
我每次我都是同样这个叹息。
When I come across this point, I sigh.
我怎么讲，你头如果你不打开你心里的眼睛，还是没有感觉。
If the eyes of your heart are not opened, you will not see this.
我真祷告在主的跟前。
I truly pray before the Lord.
睁开我们心里头的眼睛。
That he would open the eyes of our heart.
我们真看到神的儿子居然把生命给了我。
The Son of God has given his life to us.
然后我们每一天, 每一个时刻, 我们就能够享受这个生命, 我们可以享用这个生命。
And each and every day we can live and enjoy this life.
这个生命成为我们的生命。
This life becomes our life.
这是我们弟兄第一堂的信息。
This is the first message.
从永远的计划说起。
From the eternal plan.
然后说到我们每天的生活。
To our daily living.
好，这是第一堂。
That's message number one.
哇，好，现在看着那个钟，我要好第二堂。
Second message.
第二堂你们还记得讲什么吗？
Do you remember what he shared?
第二堂就是说，基督做我的生命是根据什么？
Christ is our life. It has a purpose.
不是 purpose， 你做我们生命，它有个根据，什么成为这个根据？
there is a foundation by which Christ is our life.
怎么会基督能够做我们的生命有什么根据呢?
So what is the foundation by which Christ is our life?
那当然都是写在哥罗西书的里头。
It's all in the book of Colossians.
有两个点。
There are two points.
第一个是基督是什么?
The first point shows us who Christ is.
基督的所事。
Who Christ is.
然后是基督的工作。
And secondly, the work of Christ.
其实第二堂 就是讲两个事情。
The second message has only these two points.
什么是基督?
Who is the Christ?
基督做成了什么?
And what did he do?
我告诉弟兄姊妹,
Let me tell you.
其实我们基督徒所有的追求,
All the pursuit of Christians.
听啊, 记住我这句话,
Remember this.
如果你不学会了基督的所事和基督的所作, 你在这以外的都是这个地方。
If you do not truly grasp the person of Christ and the work of Christ, everything you have, it's only here.
只要有一天你正在主面前追求到一个地步, 你看到基督是谁,他是什么。
You have to pursue the Lord until one day you truly grasp who He is.
然后你也知道基督做成了什么。
And what He does.
那就不一样。
Then it would be different.
你在书房里头，在那个卖书的地方，你可以找到很多很多的所谓的那些的解经书。
In the Christian bookstore, you can find a lot of spiritual books.
还有 commentary 那些
commentaries.
我要给大家一个的那个帮助大家怎么选的书的。
There is a guideline that guides you how to pick biblical commentaries.
如果你看了一本书，只叫你的头越看越大，不是不懂的大，就是你的知识越来越多，但你看不到基督的所事，看不到基督的所作，绝不是一本好书。
If a biblical commentary only gives you knowledge and gives you a big head and not show you who Christ is and what He does, this book is useless.
你只会叫你更骄傲。
It will only feed your pride.
因为你说, 我现在知道一些东西人家不知道的。
Because you would say that, oh, I know something others don't know.
然后人更是告诉你说, 这个希伯来字, 整个旧约圣经只出现了一次。
And you'll say, oh, this Hebrew word only appears in the Bible once.
然后这个希伯来, 这个希腊文, 整个圣经出现过四次。
And this Hebrew word shows up four times.
然后第一次怎么样, 第二次怎么样?
How the first time goes and the second time goes.
然后你看看, 他也不知道。
And you know that, oh, this person doesn't know.
那其实他知道不知道, 你还不真的不怎么知道呢?
But whether I know or not, you don't really know.
但你只会越来越骄傲。
It will only feed your pride.
你能说我懂了很多。
You would say that, oh, I know a lot.
但弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters,
如果你真看到基督这所事,
If you truly see the person of Christ,
然后你真看到基督做成了什么,
And you truly see the work of Christ.
我要告诉你,
Let me tell you.
你就要谦卑下来,
you would truly humble yourself.
有的书你读完以后,你头是抬起来的,
After you read certain books, your head is lifted up.
你看不起人家,
you look down on others.
有的书你读完以后,你头要低下来的,
there are some books that you read, afterwards your head is bowed down.
主啊, 开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
You will say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
我们要看到基督的所事和所作。
We have to see the person and the work of Christ.
那当然今天哪有时间把细细的说呢? 不可能的。
I can't go through this in detail today.
写在上头了。
It's all written up here.
第一个。
Number one.
复活的基督是教会的根基。
The resurrected Christ is the rock and foundation of the church.
基督做我们的生命是根据基督的复活。
Christ is our life comes because He is the resurrected Christ.
这是基督所做的。
That's the work of Christ.
如果基督没有复活,
If the Christ has not been resurrected,
我们就得不到这个生命。
Then we would not receive this life.
懂吗?
Do you understand?
如果基督没有做成这个事情,
If Christ has not accomplished this work,
我们就没有得到这个生命的途径。
then we can have no way to attain this life.
那感谢主,
thank the Lord.
主为我们死,
the Lord died for us.
主也为我们复活,
the Lord risen for us.
因为他的复活,
because his resurrection.
我们所有这般在教会里头的一份子,
all of us who belong in the church,
我们每一个基督徒,
all of us Christians,
我们就得到基督做我们的生命,
we receive Christ as our life.
所以整个教会的根基是在这位复活的基督的上头,
so the foundation of the church is built up on this principle, Christ is our life.
然后还有呢?
And
基督是什么?
Who is the Christ?
我们看哥罗西书第一章, 我们就知道了,
when we read Colossians chapter 1, we see
他是万有的源头,
he is the head of all things.
然后他是那位赐生命的主,
he is the Lord who gives us life.
只有几位是万有的源头,
he is the Lord of all things.
因为他是万有的源头,
because he is the source of all blessings.
他才可以把生命给我们,
by this he can give us this life.
他不是说是外面的,
it's not an outward thing.
他自己就是那个生命,
because he is that life.
他就是一切万有的源头,
because he is the head of all things.
然后他才能够把生命给我们,
so he can give us this life.
很抱歉我在这里漏了这个 PowerPoint, 漏了一段,
there's something missing in the PowerPoint.
我们弟兄还提到在旧约里头有五个祭,
our brother mentioned that there are five offerings in the Old Testament.
在这五个祭就是一个图画,
the five offerings is a type.
那告诉我们说, 基督的所事, 还有基督的所作,
to tell us the person and the work of Christ.
好了,我们下去了。 基督是我们的生命, 有什么的结果?
What is the result of Christ as our life?
基督是我们的生命, 我们在我们身上要带来一个什么样的结果呢?
What fruit will result with Christ as our life?
我们弟兄提到三个重点,
our brother had 3 points.
第一个,
number one,
我们能够与基督联合,
we are united with Christ.
你要知道, 你不能跟不同生命的东西能够联合的,
you know that you cannot be united with something that has a different life than yourself.
圣经有一个图画,
there's a picture in the Bible.
人的结合,
the union of man,
是一个图画来说明,
it's a picture.
人要跟妻子联合, 二人成为一体,
the man will unite with a woman and the two flesh shall become one.
那是说明你跟你的太太有同一个生命,
so it says that you and your wife would have this one life.
你只能跟人在一起, 才能够体会这个联合的真实,
only with another man can you live out this reality.
人不能跟那些动物说跟他联合的,
a man cannot unite with an animal.
虽然你可能很喜欢你家的小狗, 也很喜欢你家的那个小猫,
you may be in love with your pet dog or pet kitten,
但你不能跟他连在一起,
but you cannot be united with them.
你必须你跟你同一个生命的, 才能够连在一起,
you can only be united with someone else that has the same life as you do.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神爱我们,
God loves us.
基督爱我们,
Christ loves us.
他要跟我们联合在一起,
he wants to unite with us.
他在我们的里面,
he is in us.
他要我们也能够在他的里头,
he wants us to be in him as well.
那只有什么一个途径?
Through which way?
就要把他的生命给我们,
by giving his life to us.
我们得到这个生命,
when we receive this life,
基督做我们的生命,
Christ is our life.
然后我们就同样一个根据,
then we have the same foundation.
然后我们就能够过联合的生活,
then we can live in unison.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
其实基督把生命给我们, 要达到一个结果,
this is the result of which Christ is our life.
我不用太多地上的事情来说明了,
I don't need to go through many examples with you.
但你要知道,
but you have to know this.
这是神对我们最大的恩典,
this is the greatest grace that God has given us.
因为神从来没有说又跟其他的造物能够联合在一起,
because God has never expressed interest in uniting himself with other created beings.
我们都以为自己是宇宙中最漂亮的,
We always think that we're the best in the universe.
我们说神啊, 我是最宇宙最漂亮的, 你不跟我联合, 难道你还找到别的吗?
We always say, oh, I'm the prettiest in the universe. If God doesn't unite with me, who would he unite himself with?
我不知道你会这样自大, 我是这样自大的一个人。
Are you so prideful?
但有一天我看见,
but one day I saw,
我是何等的不堪,
how wretched I am.
但我的主说, 我把生命给你,
but the Lord said, I've given my life to you and I'm willing to be in unison with you. This is the first fruit.
拿第二个,
secondly,
我想我们都记得, 那就是儿子的名分,
we receive the adoption as sons, sonship.
凡说到儿子,
when we speak of life, it has something to do with sonship.
对吗?
Isn't it so?
你不能叫一个小狗做你的儿子。
You can't adopt a dog as your son.
你不能叫一个你很喜欢的动物, 一个小老鼠说变成你的儿子, 不可能。
You cannot adopt a rat as your son.
只有同一个生命才是说到有儿子的身份。
Only when you have the same life can you adopt him as son.
是基督做我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
叫我们能与基督联合。
That we may be united with Christ.
我们在神面前得到儿子的名分。
That before God we have the title as a son.
说到儿子的名分。
When we speak of sonship.
就是神一切的丰富, 我们都有继承权了。
Is that we would inherit the richness of God.
我们说到儿子的名分, 不单是说一个地位而已。
It's not only a position.
说到儿子的名分, 就说到神所有的丰富, 神所有的产业, 我们都在这里头有份来管理。
That the fullness of God and the inheritance of God, we have a right to manage that glory and fullness.
如果今天英国的皇帝是你的父亲,
if today the King of England is your father,
现在不是, 这只能是妈妈了, 只能英国的是女王。
There's a queen in England today.
你发觉不同吗?
You realize something is different.
因为如果你是他的儿子,
if you're his son,
那他所有的产业, 你能够管理他,
then you can manage your inheritance.
他所有的都成为你所有的,
all that belongs to him belongs to you.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你满足于什么?
What are you satisfied with?
你知道不知道神愿意把这样的丰富来给我们每一个属于他的人?
Do you realize that God is willing to give you his abundance to everyone who belongs to him?
叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And cause us to receive sonship?
当然里头还有很多的话可以说的。
Of course, there are many other things.
那还有一个。
There's one more.
这是我们刚才读几段，也是我们弟兄常常提起的。
And this our brother mentioned repeatedly.
这是当他在荣耀里显现的时候,
when he appears in glory,
我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We would also appear with him in glory.
其实很大的事情啊。
This is a great thing.
你有没有看那个冬奥运动会? 这个我们都有看。
Did you watch the Olympics?
大概你们对这个世界杯没有很大的兴趣。
Maybe you're not very interested in the World Cup.
因为你们在这里长大了，孩子对那个soccer的兴趣不大了。Because
you were raised here and soccer is not a local sport.
但是大概冬奥你们会有兴趣。But
for the Olympics, you guys may be different towards it.
这个意思是什么?
What does that mean?
就是好像有一天，那个拿了金牌的站在那个颁奖台的时候，你也跟他一同站在上头的意思。
So for the person who receives the gold medal, you receive the gold medal along with him side by side.
啊，我想到一个很好的例子。
I have a great example.
你们都喜欢看hockey。
You guys like watching hockey.
我知道其实加拿大拿了这个冬奥的hockey的冠军。
I know that Canada got the gold medal.
当这个加拿大队拿这个金牌的时候,
when the Canadians got the gold medal,
你也一同拿这个金牌。
You also got the gold medal along with the hockey team.
所有加拿大的荣耀, 加拿大队的荣耀, 成为你的荣耀。
Then all the glory of the team belongs to you.
你要知道,
you know,
我假设啊,
let me hypothesize.
就好像我一样, 我连滑冰都滑得不怎么样。
If I don't know how to skate,
你不要说打了, 这根本就谈不上来。
I can't even hold the stick.
但是,
but,
那加拿大队的加拿大队那个教练,
if the coach of the hockey team,
他说, 郭定强, 你来加入我们那个国家队,
he asked me to be in the hockey team.
哪有什么可能呢? 我穿的那个鞋子在地上, 我站都站不稳啊。
But I can't even skate.
但他说, 没关系,
but the coach said, it's okay.
你进来就好了。
As long as you're in my team, that's good.
然后我呢, 一场比赛都没有出去, 我怎么能出去比赛呢? 我一场比赛都没有打。
And I didn't even enter into the game.
我就坐在那里看, 人家打, 我就挥挥手就是了。
I just sat at the, on the bench.
但是到最后,
but in the end,
他这个加拿大队拿金牌了。
The Canadian team won.
我也跑出去了。
And I also walked out.
我也拿个金牌。
And I also got a gold medal.
是我打得好吗?
Is it because I was such a great player?
我打不好,
not so.
我能打吗?
Can I play?
我不能打,
not really.
但是特别是什么?
But what's the deal here?
当整个加拿大队拿金牌的时候, 我也拿一个。
If when the Canadian team got the gold medal, I got one as well.
为什么?
Why?
因为我在加拿大队的里头。
Because I'm part of the team.
只要那个教练把我选上了,
as long as the coach picked me,
那我就有机会了。
Then I have a chance.
那个机会不是根据我的能力,
it's not according to my ability,
是根据那队的前途,
but it's according to the result of that game.
你明白吗?
Do you realize?
不是根据你能多打, 你多会打,
it's not according to your ability,
是根据几队的球队, 到底他能不能拿金牌,
but it depends upon whether the team can score the gold medal or not.
我要把这个你们懂得来给你们说明。
So I want to tell you,
我们在基督里头,
we're in Christ.
基督把生命给我们,
Christ is in us.
我们哪有机会能够在荣耀的里面呢?
Do we have a chance to be in glory?
根据我们, 我们就好像这个北京人说, 没人, 连门都找不到,
there's no way.
但是不要紧,
but it doesn't matter.
只有基督他到了,
as long as Christ is in glory,
只有基督他能够进到荣耀的里头,
as long as Christ is in glory,
基督说他在我里面,
Christ would say, he is in me,
我的生命在他里头,
and my life is in him.
所以当他显现在荣耀, 当基督得到荣耀的时候,
when Christ is in glory,
我也跟他一同在荣耀里,
then I shall be with him in glory.
哦,弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
其实我们懂了吗?
Do you understand?
原来基督做我们的生命, 我们不但在地上, 我们来经历他,
Christ is our life is not only something that we experience on earth.
我们说了每天我们经历基督做我们的生命,
we say that we experience Christ as our life in our daily living.
我们享受基督生命的丰富,
we experience the fullness of his life.
然后我们能够有一天我们能够显明神儿子的那个权柄跟荣耀,
and we can manifest the glory of God and his sovereignty.
我们经历与基督联合的宝贵,
we experience united with Christ.
然后到将来,
and in the future,
当我们看见基督荣耀的基督在荣耀的里头的时候,
when we see Christ in glory one day,
我们就看见,
we would also see,
哎,来,来,来, 跟我一起到荣耀里头去,
the Lord would say, be with me in glory,
我一同跟他显现在荣耀里,
and we would appear with him in glory.
是根据什么?
What's the foundation of that?
根据基督做我们的生命,
the foundation is Christ is our life.
哦,弟兄姊妹, 如果你真的留意听我现在讲了几堂吧, 这三堂的信息,
if you truly understand the three messages,
然后我想一定在主面前是要感谢他,
we would truly thank the Lord.
那当然感谢主, 我们弟兄的话还说下去,
of course, our brother has more to share.
那如果说到基督是我们的生命, 我们在日常生活里头, 我们怎么来经历他呢?
So how can we experience Christ as our life in our daily living?
基督是我的生命, 我们怎么能够在我们日常生活里头真的知道基督是在我们里面做生命呢?
How would we truly experience Christ as our life?
那我们的弟兄就告诉我们一个很重要的事情,
our brother shows us this great key,
就是让基督的平安在我们心里头做主,
let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
那就变成很实际了,
then this is very practical.
因为基督的平安如果在你心里头做主的话,
if the peace of Christ is in your heart,
那你就知道这个生命真的在我们的里面,
then you would truly know that the life of Christ is in you.
你还记得我们弟兄怎么说明吗?
Do you remember what your brother shared?
我们在生活的里头，我们要知道经过一个事情里头有没有神的平安。
When you encounter something, you have to take note whether the peace of Christ is in you.
两个角度。
From two perspectives.
从生命的角度。
From the life perspective.
平安。
Peace.
从圣灵工作的角度。
From the work of the Holy Spirit.
叫做恩膏的教训。
It's called the anointing.
两一个事情的两面。
It's two sides of the same coin.
从生命的角度来看。
From the perspective of life,
那是平安在你心里头做主。
That's peace of God ruling in your heart.
从圣灵的角度来看。
From the perspective of the Holy Spirit,
那就是恩膏的教训。
It's the teaching of the anointing.
所以不管你怎么说，都是生命在你里头的故事。
So no matter how you put it, it's that Christ as your life in your heart.
那我们基督徒怎么样？
So what should we do?
我们让这个平安能够发表在众人的跟前。
We should manifest this peace before the others.
当你有这个平安，
When you have that peace,
你就发觉你跟旁边的人不同。
And others would soon realize you're different from the rest.
因为其他人做事情是根据他的喜好。
Because others do according to their desires.
他喜欢这个他就做。
They do what they like.
人家做事情是根据这个事情有没有价值。
They would follow their value systems.
他如果发觉这个事情做起来很有价值，他就去做。
If it's good in his eyes, then he would do it.
但如果基督做你的生命呢？
But with Christ as your life,
你的根据是你里面的平安。
You follow the peace within you.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们还没有信主以前，我们决定一个事情，当然感觉我喜欢不喜欢了。
Before you know the Lord, you make decisions according to your desires.
我喜欢这个我就做了。
I like it and I do it.
我喜欢去那个地方我就去了。
I like that place and I'm going there.
然后我不需要想什么。
I don't need to think too much.
但奇怪耶。
But
你做了基督徒以后，
When you become a Christian,
你不是根据你喜欢呢？
You don't follow your desires.
你是根据里头的平安呢？
You follow the peace within you.
我不是给你讲过我小时候的那些故事吗？
I told you a story from my childhood.
你记得不记得无所谓。
I don't really mind if you forget it.
但我自己很清楚啊。
But I know surely.
我小的时候我喜欢去偷东西啊。
When I was young, I liked to steal things.
我感觉其实很高兴哦，我这个家里没有糖果，我偷了一些糖果回来，哎呦，我太满足了。
I would shoplift some candy.
但是，当我真的慢慢基督在我里头信了主以后
，After I believe in the Lord.
我发觉这样不平安呢。
I felt that unpeace inside me.
我不能做这个事情。
I can't do that anymore.
我不能再去偷了。
I can't shoplift anymore.
然后我就从我喜欢的到我根据平安做事情。
So I once followed my desire, but now I'm dictated by the peace of God.
然后还多一点。
And one more thing.
心里不平安，要我把钱赔给那个超级市场。
And this unpeace in my heart also led me to repay what I've stolen.
我跟主说，主啊，我这个钱啊，我存了好久才存了那么一点点啊。
I told the Lord, oh, I've saved so hard, and it's such a small amount of money.
我要不给他吗？
Do I really have to repay him?
我不给。
I don't want to.
照我喜欢，我不给啊。
According to my desire, I don't want to repay.
但我不平安啊。
But I was not peaceful.
哎呀，真要命啊。
It was so disastrous.
我要保留那些钱。
I want to save that money.
这里面不平安。
But there's no peace with
that. 到最后主说，我跟主说，主啊，哎呀，你赢了。
So I told the Lord, oh, I surrender.
好了，我钱我就还给那个超市了。
So I paid back that shop.
我给他们写封信。
I wrote a letter.
告诉他说，过去我在你店里偷了东西。
And told them, oh, in the past I shoplifted something.
现在我把钱退给你。
Now I'm repaying you that cash.
我底下写一个基督徒上。
And I signed Christian.
我要做这个事吗？
Do I need to do that?
不是我愿意啊。
Not something I'm willing to do.
我不平安啊。
It's because of the unpeace.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
怎么这个生命怎么知道在你里头啊
How do you know that life is in you?
平安就是那个实际
Because of the reality of the peace.
然后我们弟兄就举了保罗的例子
And our brother raised the example of Paul.
哦，我们弟兄讲了保罗好几个例子
several examples in Paul's life.
我这里就不说了,
I'm not going into detail.
然后弟兄提醒很重要的事情,
and the brother shared something very important.
我们做基督徒要做到一个地步,
we have to become Christians in such a way.
我们做事情再不是说这个事情是不是犯罪的问题,
that it's not a matter of sinning or not.
我们要超过几个了,
we have to be more than that.
当然犯罪我们绝对不要,
of course we cannot sin.
但是有的时候,
but there are things that we can do.
但我们要学习, 因就不平安,
but because of the unpeace, you refrain from doing that.
然后有的明明明在人看起来你是有道理,
before men, you may have a reason to do what you want.
你做了这个事情, 没有一个人说, 哎呀, 你这样做不对, 人家说, 你这样做很对。
When you do that, no one would dare say that's wrong.
但你说, 我因着平安, 我情愿吃亏, 我要做这个事情。
But you would say, because of that peace, I would rather suffer loss than to do that.
我想我们试过一点啊。
Of course we experienced this.
解释叫什么?
What is that called?
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们是将来经历啊。
We all experience that.
我们将来经历我们学习越来越过圣洁纯洁的生活跟主走在一起。
We experience this holy living as we walk with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,哪里发觉你的标准完全不同。
You'll find that your value system is completely different.
那不再是世界的标准。
It's not the system of the world.
不是这个地上告诉你说对错的标准。
The world cannot tell you what's right or wrong.
你的标准是平安在你心里头的标准。
Your standard is this peace ruling in your heart.
然后我们弟兄提了三方面我们要留意的。
And our brother mentioned three aspects.
因为你说到平安太主观了。
Because peace is so subjective.
对吗?
Isn't it so?
他来跟我说我很平安,但是我怎么晓得?
I may say that, oh, I'm so peaceful, but he cannot tell.
因为只是他完全是他主观的经历。
Because it's my subjective experience.
所以弟兄要平衡提了三方面。
So to balance it, our brother mentioned three things.
第一个,
number one,
很重要的,
it's very important.
你不管你怎么说, 主的话是最好衡量的标准。
No matter what you say, the word of the Lord is definite.
如果你说平安跟主的话相违背的，你的平安不是真实的。
If your peace is contrary to the word of God, then your peace is not real.
我们要把主的话放在最高衡量的地位。
We have to uphold the word of God in the highest standard.
当你说平安，你就有主的话在你心里。
When you say you have peace, you have to have the word of God in your heart.
然后有的时候。 仇敌也会在里头有欺骗的感觉。
The enemy would also give you this deceiving feeling.
所以如果你有很冲动的感觉,
if you have this rush,
你要小心,
you have to be careful.
你不要接受这个冲动的感觉, 马上就去做。
Don't follow that rush.
然后要学习在神面前等候。
Learn to wait before the Lord.
这是这三方面。
Three aspects.
我们神是忍耐的神。
Our God is a God of patience.
他等我们等了好久了。
He waited so long for us.
我们也学习在神面前要学习等候。
Let us learn to wait before the Lord.
你不能急。
You cannot be rushed.
因为如果是神的心意,
if it's truly the heart of God,
如果这是主给你的平安,
if this is truly the peace of God,
你就会发觉其越来越实在的。
Then you'll see that it becomes more and more real.
这是第一方面。
That's the first aspect.
然后第二方面,
secondly,
基督的平安在我们心里头做主。
Christ, the peace of Christ ruling in our hearts.
我们常说那就是我啦。
Then that's me.
然后我就得到这平安就很好了。
Then I would have the peace and that's great.
在我们弟兄提醒一个很重要的事情。
But our brother mentioned one thing.
如果我们读哥罗西书第三章的时候，我们就看到了。If
we read Colossians 3, we would know.
他说：“基督平安在你的心里做主。”And
let the peace of God rule in your heart.
你们也为此蒙召。To
which also you're called in one body.
To call, 然后成为归为一体。To
which also you were called.
你蒙召。 叫基督能在你心里头做主, 这是第一点。
And let the peace of God rule in your heart to which also you are called. That's number one.
神来复造我们, 为什么造我们?
Why did God call us?
神造我们这个目的是叫这个平安能够在你里头做主, 这是造你的目的第一个。
The first purpose is that the peace of God may rule in your heart.
那这个我们都知道。
And this we know.
哦,感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
让平安在我里头做主。
Peace of God ruling in my heart.
我们接班人蒙召,
and we are called.
然后平安就在我里头做主。
And peace ruling in my heart.
但是还有下面一句,
but there's one more thing.
当平安在我里头做主, 要怎么样呢? 要归为一体。
The peace of God ruling in your heart, to which you are also called in one body.
跟教会发生关系。
It has something to do with the church.
不单是为了你个人。
Not only for you individually.
我们只想到现在我知道怎么过生活了。
And we only be focused on, oh, I know how to live now.
啊，我知道我怎么做基督徒了。
Oh, I know how to be a Christian now.
啊，以后我做基督徒，我知道怎么每一个事情。我现在有平安在我里头，那太好了。
Now I have the peace of God ruling in my heart, and that's great.
但不但停在这里。
But it doesn't stop there.
这个平安的目的不单成为你个人的生活。
The purpose of this peace is not only for your daily living.
是成为整个的教会。
But it's for the corporate church.
平安在你心里头做主，在你心里头做主，在你心里头做主，不单是为了你，也为了教会。
The peace of God ruling in your heart and in your heart and in your heart is not only for you, but the corporate church.
因为只有真的在每个弟兄姊妹心里头平安做主的时候，一个身体的实际才能够表现出来。
Only when the peace of God rule in each individual brothers and sisters can the reality of the body be fulfilled.
为什么今天我们看不到这个身体的功用显明在神的家里头呢?
Why do we not see the body working in its proper functions in the house of God today?
原谅我说今天很多聚会里头这个身体都是很畸形的发展啊。
Forgive me for saying this, but the body of Christ is developed abnormally.
有的膀臂很粗,腿很小。
There are some very strong arms and there are some very small feet.
有的嘴巴很大,眼睛很大,但手很小。
There are some with very big eyes and very big mouths, but very, very small hands.
很多教会是这样啊,
There's a lot of churches like
大嘴巴,
that.
大嘴巴,
big mouths.
讲很多,
talks a lot.
大眼睛,
big eyes.
人家做了一点小事, 看得清清楚楚,
the little small bad things that others see, others do, they see so much.
小手小脚,
small hands and small feet.
什么都做不来,
you can't do anything.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果平安真的在每一个人心头做主,
if the peace of God is truly reigning in your heart,
基督这个身体实际就显明出来了,
the body of Christ would be manifested in reality.
然后我弟兄提到, 教会成熟的两个标记,
and our brother mentioned that two results of the church being mature.
第一个,
number one,
得救的人数填满。
The number of the saved are full.
第二个,
secondly,
基督的丰富成为教会的丰富。
The fullness of Christ becomes the fullness of the church.
教会的丰富不再在外头了。
The fullness of the church is not only external.
那是基督的丰富。
And we attain the fullness of Christ.
你想如果基督平安在我们心里头做主这个实际能够在每个弟兄姊妹身上实现的话,
If the peace of God can truly reign in each and every one of our hearts,
我们不会传福音吗?
Will we not preach the gospel? Surely we would bring others before the Lord.
实在说起来,
truly,
只要这个生命在你生活里头发表的时候,
when this life is manifested in you,
人就要吸引, 被吸引, 来到这个教会的里头,
others would be attracted to the house of God.
他们说, 哎呀, 神正在他们的当中啊。
They would say, oh, the Lord is surely with you.
人数就填满了。
And the number of the saved would be reached.
然后基督的丰富就成为教会的丰富。
And the fullness of Christ becomes the fullness of the church.
那教会就成熟了。
And the church would reach maturity.
这是基督在每个人身心里平安做主要带给教会的影响。
This is the result when we are ruled by the peace of Christ in our hearts.
最后,
lastly,
这是三个主任我们弟兄在这里说的。
When our brother shared here with us,
显现在荣耀里。
When we appeared with him in glory.
就是作王的生命。
It's a kingly life.
这个基督的生命，基督就是那个受膏者，就是王。
Christ is the anointed king.
基督做我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
基督是荣耀的。
Christ is glorious.
他是作王的。
He is kingly.
我们也要跟他一同作王。
And likewise, we would reign with him.
我们没有作王的能力。
We have no qualities to reign.
所以主要帮助我们。
So the Lord would help us.
这个平安在我们里头信头做主。
When this peace reign in our hearts.
然后就来帮助我们。
Would help us.
教导我们。
Would teach us.
教我们求作王的生命。
To reign with him.
我不细说了。
I can't go into detail.
举了两个例子。
Let me raise two small examples.
五饼二鱼的例子。
Five loaves and two fish.
彼得去钓鱼的例子。
Peter went fishing.
你不要只记得这个故事。
Not only remember the story.
只要告诉我们。
It tells us.
这故事的背后。
Behind the story.
我们主要他的门徒学会怎么跟他一同在荣耀里。
Our Lord wants to train the disciples how to co-reign with him in the heavenlies.
好了，温习一下，时间到了。
Okay, let us review. Time is up.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
第一堂。
First message.
基督是我们的生命的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for Christ as our life?
第二堂。
Second message.
基督是我们的生命根据是什么？
What is the foundation of Christ as our life?
第三堂。
Third message.
基督是我们的生命要带来什么的结果？
What is the result of Christ as our life?
第四堂。
Fourth message.
基督是我们的生命，我们怎么去经历它？
The experience of Christ as our life.
是平安在我们心头做主。
By the peace of God ruling in our hearts.
这是我们个人的生活。
This is our personal experience.
第二方面。
Secondly.
团体的生活。
It's also our corporate experience.
第三方面。
Thirdly.
作王的生命。
The kingly life.
我想我把这个我的 PowerPoint 放在我们的网页上，你们喜欢的可以拿去 download 下来。
I'm going to put this PowerPoint in the church website. You can download it as you desire.
这是我的作业啊。
That's my homework.
希望能够给你们有些帮助。
Hopefully it will help you.
我心里头真的好像我开始的时候所说的。
I really have this burden inside.
我们求我们的父。
We pray that our Father.
把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Would truly grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真知道他。
That we may know him.
人的话实在不行啊。
The word of man is very limited.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，为了过去我们这里的夏令会，我们满心感谢你。
Dear Lord, for the local summer conference, we want to praise you and thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你不要我们在黑暗的里头。
You don't want us to be in darkness.
所以你向我们讲了话。
So you've spoken to us.
主，我们真求你这些话不要随流失去。
Help us to let none of your words fall to the ground.
真的在我们里头有那个实际的功用。
That it would truly bear fruit in our lives.
主，我们真求你。
We truly ask you.
主，给我们有属灵的看见。
Give us the spiritual opening.
哦，主，我们只看见物质的东西何等的可怜。
It's a pitiful thing to only see the things of the earth.
主，我们真希望我们真有属灵的眼睛。
That we would have spiritual eyes.
看见这属灵的真实。
That we may see the spiritual reality.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.